The whole world deserves to laugh. If the whole world could just laugh, right? Unless you're performing for laughs at the Riyadh Comedy Festival. Today, we're talking about that. It's a big topic, not just in the comedy world, but in the entertainment world and the world of global politics, suddenly. We're talking about that today on The Daily Cancel. Okay, joining me today for this topic, two of the funnier people I know, Nick Dolinsky, producer here and writer at TPL, and of course, our very own correspondent and executive producer, Brady Wedham. Guys, thanks for joining me. Now, I have to position you as experts because you kind of are. In fact, all of us are huge fans of comedy, but this one has really caused waves, man. It's a desert storm of controversy.
Well, Mike, thank you for having me on The Daily Canceled. I am very glad to be here. I don't know if this is a group of people who have sold their souls or if they're just doing it for the paycheck because they got to, you know, pay the bills. But there has been a lot of controversy in the past couple weeks talking about the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
You may know some of these names. Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Andrew Schultz, Aziz Ansari, Bill Burr, Chris DiStefano, Chris Tucker. For a second there, I was like, is that Tucker Carlson? I mean, anyway. Hannibal Buress, big deal. Jimmy Carr, Joe Coy, Louis C.K., Mark Norman, big names, big name. Pete Davidson, I think he's a comedian still. Sebastian Maniscalco. These are all very big names in the comedy world, Nick.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I mean, I think, you know, my opinion has already been said enough, so we'll spare. I just think, like, if these people are, you know, supposed to be, you know, arbiters of free speech and things like this, why are they, you know, being paid by such an oppressive government, you know? But to me,
Wait, give me that one again, but slow down. I want to understand the logic of this one. If these people are so for free speech, why are they taking money from people that hamper free speech so much?
Yeah, they okay. They just killed a journalist.
Right.
And there's Jamal Khashoggi. That was another case. And so what, yeah, again, this is not a new opinion, but it's sort of, it's just, to me, it's another example of, you know, what I realize is that, you know, funny doesn't exactly equal being right about everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think people make this conflation that just because you laugh at something, I know so many comedians that I find hilarious, but their politics just make me gross.
So what do you think? Do you avoid them or do you?
I've just, you know, I used to avoid them and now I think like, fuck it, they're not, you know, they're, I don't need to take their opinion. I don't think people should be getting their opinions from comedians. I don't.
No, I think so too. I mean, like, when did we ever think Rodney Dangerfield was going to give us anything meaningful or Sam Kinison or Richard Pryor? There's a new era of righteousness in every element of fame.
Well, I think it started with George Carlin, right? When George Carlin, because when George first started, and people that are smarter than I can tell you way more information I can on George Carlin. I'm a big fan of George Carlin, but not a historian on him. But I know that his comedy style when he first started is a lot different than when it ended.
Yeah.
And he was very political in his stance, right? I don't know if I agree with that. I think that if a human being is put on a stage and has a microphone and he's there to make people laugh and he says something prolific or something that you can take away from it and apply it to your life to either benefit your life or just to look at something from a different perspective. I think that happens. And that could happen through not only jokes, but it could happen through horror stories too, right? Like, I think there's things to learn from anybody that's in a position where they seem like they're stable. Now, if we're talking about, you know, Bobby Lee, for instance, and this is no shame on Bobby Lee, but I don't care what Bobby's Lee's political opinion is. I couldn't give a shit. But Russell Peters, I might.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I might be able to listen to Russell talk about...
Dave Chappelle seems to be a bit of an orator now alongside being a comedian.
Yeah, he got political when his comeback.
Very much so.
Comeback. He wasn't political before.
No.
Not really.
No. He was pooping dick jokes.
Yeah, pretty much. It's interesting you brought up Russell Peters, because even before all this, he had a whole bit in his act talking about performing for Saudis. And in the story, he talks about talking to Osama bin Laden's brother over the phone.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. To get the booking done, he was the paying customer.
Yeah. I'm sure he made boatloads of cash. He wouldn't be there otherwise.
Well, some of the people on this list are definitely in the $10 million list, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Hart isn't doing this and sullying his name potentially. Now, honestly.
Kevin Hart doesn't need any more money.
Well, then why is he doing this?
Well, he would do...
He'll do anything.
He would do a show for, you know, Al-Qaeda. You know, he does anything.
He doesn't care, sellout. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the question then, is this a group of sellouts? Is this people who just don't care at all?
I think when you're looking at the Tom Segura's of the world, who have already came out over the since COVID and said, you know, I don't do my podcast to relate to the poors. I do my podcast so I can buy nice cars and nice things. And you guys can all sit there and admire it and boo-hoo for you. So
I guess.
So Tom Segura's, I understand, taking the paycheck because they're openly honest about that. Yeah. And respectfully, you got to respect anybody who's going to be open and honest, I guess, if that's their opinion. I don't got to agree with them. But things like Jimmy Carr surprise me.
Yeah, a couple of names on here actually did surprise me. Bill Burr was shocking to me.
I'm not surprised by Bill Burr, not after the past couple of years.
Really? He seems to be Mr. All-American. Come on, let's be...
I think if you bought into the shtick of him hating billionaires and listening to that for that he's been spewing for the past couple of years, then maybe you would have thought there was truth in
it.
I can see right through it. Because I was such a big fan of Bill. Bill's the same guy that said anybody who watches a Star Wars movie is a loser and needs to do something with their life, and a couple years later takes a massive paycheck and has his own Star Wars action figure. So I don't think anything that he has ever said or put out there should be anything that you hold your hat on with Bill. So I'm not surprised with Bill.
Now, there's some quality comedians on here. I mean, except for Joe Coy. There's like some really good comedians on this list. How do you think... they justify. I'm just kidding. Joe Coy is marginally funny. What do you think the logic was in their mind, knowing that this, or do you think that these comedians even had a single clue that there would be blowback on this?
I mean, there could have been panic in their minds of just like, let's just get as much money as we can before the economy implodes.
Yeah.
I also think possibly they didn't think people would really know about this. I mean, it's not a secret, but at the same time, it's a lot of things just fly under the radar.
Well, right? Once Tim Dillon got invited, of course, the whole world was going to know that it was going on. I think.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Okay. Comedian Tim Dillon, if you didn't listen to his podcast, you can go back. By the way, I love Tim Dillon. I can get 18 minutes into his podcast, and I have to take a break because he's like the neighbor yelling at you about things you want to talk about.
If Wilson was drunk on Home Improvement.
It was. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was like very forthcoming that he went on and said that he didn't care. He was going to take the money and all of the, but it really quickly became satire, I think, for Tim.
Yeah.
As he said it out loud and realized, okay, well, these people, you know, have a slave system historically. They treat people badly. I don't care. I want the money, he said. Well, I think, you know, he made a couple of comments that went a little too far. And next thing you know, he was canceled anyway.
That's what I think the story and the narrative has been put out there. This is what I think. I think whoever booked this and works for His Excellency went through a list of the biggest numbers and drawing comedians and said, get them all. Get as many as you can. Whoever will take it. Bring this huge comedy festival. And then they get the list back, and one of them's Tim. And then they hear a comment about, what do you mean that this comedian's talking about this already, about the deal? And they look into him, and they write, this is the guy that has a picture of him.
Don't say it. We all saw the picture.
Look up Tim Dillon pictures.
Yeah, yeah. Even add Riyadh to it, and you probably get a little closer. But he was pretty quickly.
People that they throw
up. Festival threw up images of, no, this is why he's not coming on the show.
I'm pretty sure they were only bringing him there to throw him off the building like they do everybody else who is a homosexual in Saudi Arabia.
He said that actually on his show. He goes, now I'm suspicious. This could be, by the way, a very clever lineup. You know, they'll come for the money and then we can get rid of all of them at the same time. I don't think it's that evil, actually.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Also, there was all comedians on this list and then Pete Davidson. That confused me.
Well, and Whitney Cummings. You missed that.
Oh, too. Yeah. Sorry. No. Yeah, so they must have other, maybe they're doing wrestling or something.
Both of their names. Everything. Anybody that doesn't know who Pete Davidson is, he's a comedian. I think he's still dating Kim Kardashian, Kanye's ex or something
really
like that.
I don't really know.
Anyway, SNL alumni. He's been in SNL forever.
Well, look at his story.
His story's pretty crazy.
There's no way that he's done the math on this,
His
right?
father was in the very first team of firemen who arrived on the scene, 9/11, at the World Trade Center, and ended up passing away, him and his entire firehouse, passed away in that tragedy.
Yeah.
And some people, majority of people, think that some of that was organized by Saudi Arabia. And 24 years later, Pete is going over there to take a paycheck from the same group of people.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So
where does that leave?
What's the, what's like alleged?
Pete? Oh, right. It's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any evidence against that? Sorry, the Saudis didn't.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said allegedly. I mean, allegedly, he just took the money knowing this.
I only speak about comedy on TPL. I can't. I can't comment on anything else you're saying.
Allegedly was with regard to Pete Davidson's understanding that. Yeah, he's taking money from the same guys who killed his dad.
I mean, is there any debate that the Saudis weren't involved in
9/11?
No, Nick, is this a conspiracy theory?
I want to stipulate again.
Let's debate it right now.
Okay, well, I don't think they did. All right. I don't think they had anything to do with it. These people love comedy.
They love comedy. Why would they do comedy?
It couldn't be bad. It couldn't be bad.
No, but you're right, and that connection has been made.
And then the other name is Whitney Cummings, who has spent a very long time talking about women's rights and being a feminist.
Waits until we're doing a show to hate me.
I was confused.
Well.
I wasn't.
No, there's no confusion. I misspoke. What I meant was, allegedly, he has not made the connection, or I don't know. Anyway, Pete Davidson, I guess shame on you.
But Whitney Cummings, another one who is a voice of being women's rights and feminism and standing up for anything that has to do with stuff like this.
Yeah.
She's on the plane, on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how they'll deal with it on stage there. Now, the rest of the comedy community that wasn't invited or didn't take the gig is out there certainly with their opinions. One of them is David Cross, who published an article.
Yes, I actually seen that article. I have it here in front of me.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. David Cross, I don't trust bald guys with glasses. I don't find you credible. So just, we're going to start there, okay?
Mm-hmm. I think the best line, he told him to say that.
Totally.
Say that.
And he stumbled out and we had no response for him.
Okay, do you mind if I try it again?
Let's do it again. Okay.
All right. All right. David Cross, let me just say this. These guys never want to have a part in anything you produce. I, however, would love it. I think you're a fantastic guy. You wrote a good article. Let's hear it.
The best part for me was
a little
further down. It says, I don't understand how being rich can make someone such a whore.
What?
Wow, that's really, I mean, Nick, to be honest with you, that sounds like you wrote it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you wrote that.
I've heard Nick say
that. I don't know
that.
How being rich could make you such a whore. Get rich and find out, buddy, okay?
I mean, I guess it's addictive.
You'll be as big a whore as any of them. I see it in your eyes.
I guess.
But it is a good line because all of these people pretty much are set in their comedy careers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these aren't starving artists, this list. Let's get one thing straight. This isn't, they need to pay their rent, so they're doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival. These are people who are millionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see Timmy No Breaks on the venue list. You know what I mean? Like, they're not giving... You're right. There's nobody in here that's considered an independent comedian or a young, hustling, grinding comedian.
No.
These are all established stadium acts who draw 15 to 30,000 people per show.
I like this, though. I remember the backlash I got for appearing in Alvin and the Chipmunks. You would have thought I'd taken the money from a bunch of people responsible for funding Al-Qaeda.
What?
So anyway, listen, David, nobody cares about that part of your career. Just wanted to say that. The other stuff in here, okay, a little self-righteous. I get it. You didn't get an invitation. I think the comedy community reacting to other comedians is ridiculous too. I don't think comedians should be taken seriously. They are comedians. I don't think it matters where they perform. They're the lowest rung on the entertainment ladder.
Jeez.
Above radio hosts and just... below podcast hosts, which is where most of them make their fame now.
Yeah.
I don't think that we should put any value at all in comedians as social markers. I don't think they want it. I don't think they need it. And they certainly, I don't think, deserve it. What we need is to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
We need to laugh. whether they have to perform here or there or anywhere, I don't think we should care, to be honest with you. Do you care if somebody goes to work in Saudi Arabia as a doctor?
No.
No.
Do you care if somebody goes to Saudi Arabia to be a wrestler?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of them say that they never would when they weren't in the company. And the second they go back to the company, the very first thing they do is get on a plane and go to Saudi Arabia. I don't want to see people be hypocrites. Me personally, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
Me personally. Yeah. That's like what in I'm my saying. Life, when what affects me going
that
to sleep?
That was my question. You personally.
Nope, no. No, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah. The same way I would hope that none of these comedians care where I go to work, because they don't.
You know, a lot of people go to Saudi Arabia to do business. A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
People that are respected and have, you know, big positions, a lot of finance goes through there. I've got to be honest with you. I think this was just an easy marker for people to get on top of them and hate them because they took a job in Saudi Arabia that's visible. The same thing that if Taylor Swift performed there, and I think she did.
If anybody ever looked my name up, they would see that, you know, over the past couple of years, I've done MMA and wrestling podcasts and radio shows.
Yeah.
And I have talked about events in Riyadh and UFC going there and like building their relationship with His Excellency over there. I would be a hypocrite if I said that I stopped watching the UFC because they went to Saudi Arabia. So I'd be a hypocrite to say that I'm going to turn my back on any of these comedians. I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm actually kind of blown back by seeing some of these names because maybe it's my own fault for painting an image of these people that maybe they're characters. They're on stage playing a character, no different than a wrestler, right? Maybe I just thought that a guy like Jimmy Carr wouldn't do this. Not on my belief system, based off of his belief system and the way that he has portrayed himself. I just see this as a complete 180 from who I thought he was. So then I'm left with a kind of I think it is what it is, and this is the way the world is, kind of feeling from it.
David Cross, what do you think?
Yeah.
Sorry, his glasses got me.
I'm a little less casual about it. You know, I do kind of think they're kind of hypocrites for doing this, for even what I said previously. Mm. You know, again, these were people crying about, you know, being silenced and what have you. Then you go in and work for an oppressive government.
That's hard to argue with.
It is.
That's that is that right there is like the sticking point, you know, allegedly.
I'm very curious what Bill Burr's reaction to this will be, like what he'll actually say.
Yeah, me too. That's my next question, you guys. How do you think they react to the world's reaction?
Let's hope that Bill Burr acts the same way he did during that Opie and Anthony festival in Philly.
Oh, that would be the best, where he just tore down Philadelphia and at one point he said, no, I'm doing my full 15.
Hey, guys.
I don't care.
No, I can't even say it. I can't even joke about what he would say if he was on stage mad at Saudi Arabia and being...
No, because in Canada, you'll get canceled because we have similar speech laws, apparently.
Mm. Yeah.
I do see that side of it, Nick, that's really hard to justify that a country that is so oppressive, you'd want to go and participate in comedy that is so, you know, meant to be so open and so unoppressed.
But I do agree that with you that, you know, we shouldn't be taking these people. I think this is evidence that we should not be taking these people as seriously as we have in the past 10 years or so.
Yeah, 100%.
I remember comedians having garbage opinions when I was young, you know. Sam Kinison, Jim was talking with a Sam Kinison bit about kids in Africa. I think that joke sucks.
Right.
You know, I don't agree with him at all.
It was never, that's the thing. We need to be able to decide for ourselves what's funny and not funny in that realm. But I don't think this is really the same in the sense that those people are taking their regular acts, maybe updating it a little bit, and performing somewhere, and somehow we put some meaning behind their presence here. You know what I mean? Because they have podcasts, because they appear on Joe Rogan, who, by the way, is a comedian and a fighter and has been given such elevation by the whole world, that we take all comedians seriously who have a podcast or appear on one now. Like, they have real opinions. Like, they have real weight in this world.
You know, maybe this is one of the reasons why I just loved Norm and thought he was the best. Norm MacDonald. He always played the dumb guy in the room. Yeah. Anytime the microphone was put on and he wasn't put on the spot, or anytime he was in the green room somewhere, he always played the dumb guy. Although he was the smartest guy in the room. He always played the dumb guy because he had that same kind of opinion. It's not why we're hired.
Yeah.
We're hired to make people laugh, not spew out our opinion.
Yeah. I think that that's where I think we all do agree. A lot of opinionated credibility has been given to comedians lately. And really, what I like best about comedians is that they say something horrible that makes me laugh so hard I can't feel my legs for a half hour.
One of the most openly criticized comedians in the world right now literally just stood up for his belief system on this and said, stop calling me and doubling the money because I'll eventually take it. I'd rather you just lose my number.
Shane Gillis. I guess they called him. They doubled it. He said, no, they doubled that number. He said, no, they doubled it again.
And he said, like, lose my number.
You can't call me anymore because eventually I will say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that the stance that you think that comedians should have taken, or do you think that they should, like, if you were the end all be all and your opinion is the only thing that mattered, Mike, just because we're on your show, would you rather be in the category of the Shane Gillis, these people be in that category, or would you rather just go out and get their bag and stop everybody judging them? Like, what do you think? Or is that too?
You know, I just thought of something when you asked me that. And maybe this is like a stretch, right? But maybe these people going and reflecting different values in that country could change some things.
Not if they've been signed an agreement not to say certain things.
Oh, you're so negative. That's probably true.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest this week was Mr. Cross. And
Mr. David Cross.
I just had to double up that mic joke just because that was a perfect answer, Nick.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Really was a good answer.
I get that, right? Mm-hmm. I think that maybe it wasn't time for the Riyadh Comedy Festival to... I mean, is it just American comedians? By the way, I see a list of American comedians, and of course, Jimmy Carr on here.
Russell's the only Canadian, Peters is right?
Now American. Julio Iglesias, I didn't even know he did comedy.
Well, they had a Saudi comedian, but his head fell off.
So. Oh! Well,
if we made it that far.
You know what? It was almost the end of the show, and you might have noticed a really rough cut just now, and that was caused by Nick right there. Very funny joke. And you know what? We'll see you next year at the Riyadh Comedy Festival. I think that one's going to kill. Look, share your opinion. Tell us what you think. By the way, to all the comedians that I listed and made fun of today, the ones that I forgot were Mark Norman, not great. Chris DiStefano, I don't know.
Comedy.
I like Norman.
I'm just kidding. I like them all, except for Kevin Hart. Thank you for joining us. I even like him. Comment, like, share with a friend if you don't mind. This is The Daily Cancel, TPL, True Patriot Love. Go to tplmedia.ca.